It's a good day. Good day to be me.
Now, 7 after the hour, as we get into this first hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it is Tuesday, May the 8th, and we are about to work through a number of items here that are important for you to know about. So listen up if you want to know what's going on in the world today, courtesy of me and my pal Rich McFadden, back from his traveling to Africa, the Cape of Hope.
I felt like I walked there.
All right, so Jennifer went to Mexico and may not find a studio to go to. So Richie and I will bring you up to date on some of the things that people are talking about. I may ask Rich for an idea or two about the things that he's run into, if he's paid any attention to anything going on in the world, what people were talking about where he was over the last week and a half between Disney and New Orleans at the Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. May or may not be some of the things that you're talking about. Interesting, the FBI is talking about the explosives in an overview of the situation. Supposedly, the CIA has, with the FBI, derailed a plot, another underwear bomb, supposedly, anyway. The experts at this FBI facility in Virginia picked apart a more sophisticated bomb, trying to figure out whether it could have gone by airport security or not. The idea is obviously to scare everybody, and whether it's that side or the other side, what they're trying to do is work around this unexploded bomb.
You know what I find amazing is that Al-Qaeda is still able to find people who are willing
right
to blow up their private place for Allah.
But if you look at the results of the trial over the weekend, or the beginning of the trial, or the circus that may or may not be the trial at Gitmo of these people, you understand we're dealing again with people about whom we really know nothing.
Sure.
You really don't understand how they think. They think they understand how we think. The fact that they were there, they closed their eyes or covered their eyes because they didn't want to see the women on the jury who were wearing skirts. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? We laugh about it because it isn't the way we think, and it does seem to be pretty foolish, pretty silly, pretty barbaric, pretty backward, but that's the way some of them think, good or bad.
So
we are faced with this difference.
How do they get on an airplane then with women with skirts on?
Well, how do they go anywhere with the, in the world with women? It just, women have a completely different reason for being and role in their society. And I think that we don't understand any of that. As a result of that, we find it amusing. I mean, the whole thing, when we were told it wasn't going to be, everybody thought that Gitmo, the people who voted for Mr. Obama anyway, 4 years ago, I'm going to close Gitmo. Okay, well, just another promise that didn't get kept.
Well, they couldn't find another place for it.
Yeah, well, in the meantime,
the NIMBY crowd stepped up.
I think there are places, there are small islands here and there around the world where you could put these people. Remember, it sort of reminds me of the Count of Monte Cristo, what happened to him in that era in France. There are places that there's still plenty of places around the world that are so isolated that the only people who can get there are the pirates from Somalia. Put them together, make a great combo. Anyway, so the trial of these people, one thing to think about, 800-510-8255, the fear of getting, I know people yesterday canceled plans to go on a trip because they were afraid the bomb was going to be on the plane. And that's what these people, that's what they want. That's how they win.
Are you ready for this?
What?
I saw this story while I was in the airport at New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the gate I was flying out of,
C4. 13? Oh, C4.
Boom.
There you go. That's it, Richie. 800-510-8255. All right, so we got the Al-Qaeda underwear bomb. We have the trial in Gitmo. Here is another thing on this student loan. Yeah, does anybody actually understand what this is about?
No.
The reason they were increasing the price of borrowing money was going to double is because they needed the money to pay for health care. It was part of the overall health care bill, sort of like the other part of the health care bill that nobody knew anything about, every time you transfer real estate, you're going to pay a 3% tax to pay for health care.
Right.
So it's these sorts of taxes that continue, you know, you say interest. It's all the tax. Fees that increase, taxes, what you pay for various procedures. It's all part of this game to give everybody health care. The Senate is trying to figure out what to do. 7.5 million students and their families will have interest rates that are twice as much as they are right now, unless Congress does something about this. This is all like the whole budget circumstance. Remember when the Congress passed this rule, we want to get cuts, certain cuts. They couldn't get them through that committee. So as a result of that, automatic cuts were to take place on the 1st of July when the new budget year takes, you know, goes into effect. And now they're trying to change it up. They want to not have all these cuts take place, and they're having a hard time getting that done. It's a serious circus, if you will. 800-510-8255. The fight against obesity. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. 13 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Feel like talking? 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook at Good Day Show. And you can follow us on Twitter. No, it's not at Good Day Show. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. There it is.
Correct.
And Richie's got us on Pinterest. And you can send an email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com.
Fascinating factoid on Pinterest.
Yes.
Before we move away from there.
Yeah.
The United States membership of Pinterest, of those in the United States who belong to Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
82% female.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, I would think it's more of a male thing because it's a visual. Just think of Twitter, but visual.
Yeah.
Or Facebook, but more visual.
Men are more visual than women?
And I would... That's what I always believed.
Huh.
But apparently, it's a lot of food and fashion advice there. But I was just blown away.
Your wife disproved that theory.
My wife disproves that theory. Why?
Because she married you.
No, obviously.
800. That was a good one. I slid that one right in. Yeah. So we were.
That one.
Yeah. The. I have to get you warmed up now that you're back from all this time off. The fight against obesity, the battle that is seemingly getting to be much more controversial. Because we don't seem to be winning it, actually. And a lot of people are talking about what's going on in schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the the creating meals, the exercise, the understanding of how to reduce weight. I don't understand why there's a lot of debate about this, frankly, but there is. This week there's a conference on this. Why? It's so simple. It's so easy. Stop eating the wrong foods and get some exercise. That's it. Why is there a controversy about this? I don't get it. The controversy is that people aren't doing what they need to do to keep themselves from getting fat and dying younger and it's having a miserable life along the way.
Habits learned when growing up are hard to kick in a month, a year, 5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons.
You spend your whole life learning how to do one thing, and then you need to relearn how to do it all over again. Mm-hmm. It's just hard.
Yeah. Well, but is it worth it? How long do you want to live?
Sure it is, yeah.
Okay, under the circumstances. 800-510-8255. Matthew Fox was busted for a DUI.
Really?
Yep.
Seems like such a clean-cut boy.
Well, he's got the Parkinson's problem, but he was out at 3 o'clock in the morning on his way to a restaurant for a late-night snack. And
Matthew Fox from Lost has Parkinson's?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm thinking of Michael J. Fox. Hello. No. Matthew Fox. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? I read this when I first saw it. I thought, what's he doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning with some woman in his car?
What's he doing driving?
Yeah. I'm okay. All right.
Thinking he's not driving.
I think he just helped me with that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Here's one you're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
Officials in South Korea.
I was just reading this story.
Seized thousands and thousands of smuggled pills filled with powdered human flesh.
Not just powdered human flesh, the powdered flesh
of dead babies. Powdered flesh of dead babies believed by some to cure anything and everything. Others believe it can be used as a sexual performance enhancer. Officials say the capsules contain bacteria and other harmful ingredients. That's the only reason they stopped it. Not because it was
disgusting
from the flesh of babies, but because it may have some bacteria and other harmful ingredients. They have captured tens of thousands of these capsules disguised as stamina boosters. Customs officials refuse to say where the dead babies have come from. Mostly, they figure they come from China. Isn't that my God? You're talking about not understanding how people think. Good God. How in the world do you relate to that? 20 minutes past the hour. It's not so much good news yet on the Good Day program.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This, a new report says that IKEA may have used political prisoners to make some of their furniture. Yes! Yes! Yeah, which probably explains why the instructions for the new IKEA futon say, sure, I'm being tortured, but at least I don't have to put together this futon. Well, the big story. The country of France has a new president. He is socialist François Hollande. And he defeated conservative French President Sarkozy in a presidential runoff yesterday. So a socialist beat a conservative in a country facing weak economy. The Republicans call that a bad sign. That's not a good... And of course, Sarkozy... And of course, Nicolas Sarkozy handed over power in the traditional French manner. He surrendered. So I thought that was...
The Avengers made an unbelievable amount of money this weekend, $207 million, the biggest opening for a movie ever. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. People love indie films. If you add in the money made overseas last week, that makes $655 million in 12 days. Finally, we have proof of what I've always suspected. We are surrounded by nerds.
Huge movie news this week, and the Avengers beat Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows for the best opening of all time. Giant movie. Giant. You could tell Harry's bummed out. Today I saw him on the street drinking butterbeer out of a paper bag. And I was like, Zoloticus prosectium.
That's so funny. By the way, speaking of the Avengers movie, problem with it being a big hit at the box office is that there certainly are going to be people who are not happy with this movie. It's a superhero movie. I don't know, Richie, if you've seen it or not.
I haven't seen it, but maybe. I would like to. It's very cool.
$200 million over the weekend. Some backlash over some scenes in which is the Hulk's alter ego, Dr. Bruce Banner, Mark Ruffalo plays that part, is shown helping cure lepers in the slums of India. And the Indians now are upset. Protests going on in India. According to some in India, the village that they're talking about, the community, is Kolkata, which has, according to some, a rich cultural heritage. The filmmakers ought to respect that. There are two scenes in the movie about India, and they only show slums.
So the movie's not going to play well in the slums of India.
No, apparently not.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, a real problem. All right, so now we have, as we look at some of the trends online, Kanye West.
They still have Slumdog Millionaire, though.
Yes, right. Kanye West is talking, or is he back and forth having some Twitter?
Kanye West got his rant on yesterday on Twitter. Apparently he was walking around, I guess it was in New York, and decided to go on a rant on fashion trends that he doesn't like. Are you interested in
fashion trends?
Yeah.
That Kanye West doesn't like.
So, for example, if you just happen to be walking down the street and past Kanye West, he might have tweeted about you and your corduroys and your turtleneck shirts.
Probably not, because it's springtime. He might have had something to say about some other plaid shirt or something that I wear.
Here are a few of the things that the 34-year-old rapper slash fashion designer can't stand. I hate button-up shirts with hoods. Mm. I hate hoods with sport coats. I hate sport coats with button-up shirts, jeans, and dress shoes.
Isn't he the guy that President Obama called a jackass?
Yeah. Huh. I hate khaki trench coats with jeans and off-brand workout sneakers.
Why would anybody care what he says?
I hate khaki cargo shorts. I wear khaki cargo shorts, by the way.
Wow.
Let me see. And I hate sideburns with the line up the R&B beard.
Great. All right, coming up in the next half hour, I'm impressed with that, Rich. The Secret Service. The Secret Service sex scandal back in the news today. How much money did circumstance with Miss, what was her name, Fluke?
Yes.
Cross the radio world. And gay marriage also. Those all coming up in a few minutes. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you know the term volcanologist has nothing to do with Star Trek, then this one just might be for you. There are tons of very cool volcano experiences out there that you may not even have heard about. How about driving a route that's all about volcanic sites? The Volcanic Legacy Scenic Byway is a 500-mile route between California and Oregon. It actually connects 26 volcanic sites, including some really cool places like Lassen Volcanic National Park and the Lava Beds National Monument. Or better yet, why not drive right into a volcano? On the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, you get to do just that near the town of Sufrir. Most volcano fans are curious about Iceland, since the eruption a couple of years ago of a volcano no one can even pronounce. You can see it yourself by driving up the mountain in a monster truck and then hiking to the glacier. Or just save your energy and see it by helicopter. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story, the first in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Nancy was looking forward to the perfect Caribbean cruise wedding. Miami in the morning, dinner with friends on board, dancing the night away, and a little wedding night hanky-panky to top things off. What she got was very different. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a new Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Good day program, things to know about conversationally today. That's what we specialize in this hour of the program on. Sometimes a lighter look at some of the news of the day, but mostly just a large number of items. You just kind of flush through them so that you'll know a little bit. It's better to know a little bit about a lot than a lot about a little, I've always thought. Anyway, I think it's better to have broader knowledge. Rich McFadden is here with me. Jennifer was supposed to be best laid plans of mice and men, as it were. Okay, so over the weekend, Richie, you were busy at Quack Fest there, or whatever it is.
It's at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is celebration of all New Orleans music.
You were doing that. Joe Biden decided he ought to talk about gay marriage.
Oh, good.
And he said he had no problem with it, and
good.
I understand that. I don't have a problem with it either.
Sure.
I don't think it's anybody's business what anybody does in their personal life. However, apparently the folks in North Carolina don't agree.
Sure.
Today, the national debate over gay marriage focuses on a vote in South Carolina. Apparently, North Carolina could be on the verge of becoming the next state to pass an amendment defining marriage as solely between a man and a woman. Yesterday, Mitt Romney said, as far as he was concerned, that was the story, and he didn't expect he'd ever change his mind. Unless it becomes politically, he didn't say that, but I'm figuring unless it becomes politically expedient. In the final days before the vote, there have been a number of people who have been supporting gay marriage. President Clinton, President Obama's. Obama's kind of cloudy on this. And I think it has something to do, I don't know, I'm not going to go out on a limb here. Richie, you can saw it off if you like.
Let me listen.
I'm guessing that President Obama's point on, everybody accuses Romney of being a flip-flopper. I think he's changed his position on things. Will we give the same grace to Mr. Obama, who seemed to have been floating in the direction approving gay marriage, and now he stopped. And in fact, his press secretary yesterday, Mr. Carney, was trying to clarify because Joe Biden said he had no problem with it. So what do you say, Mr. President? Mr. President's kind of, I think today it's one thing and maybe tomorrow it'll be something else. And I'm just paraphrasing, of course.
You know, can I ask you, why do we care what Obama and Biden think about it? Shouldn't this be the state issues and the feds should stay out of it?
I think why does anybody care? What business is it of yours what I do in my bedroom?
Well,
why does it bother
anybody? You have a
anybody?
Point there. But
thank you.
If there's going to be a law made, it should be made at the state level. If the people of that state vote for it, up or down, whatever it is.
Well, if in fact we're talking about in general, I believe in home rule and states' rights. I believe in a weaker federal government and a stronger local. I think where you are, the rules ought to be made. That's why I joined the Framingham Town Meeting, because I want to have some influence on what goes on in my community, because this is where I'm living. And if you want to have some say over what goes on across the state, that's one thing. Get yourself involved, and it's less likely you're going to have any influence on what goes on in the federal. Well, that's probably not really 100% true, because you see what impact all the protesters have had this past year, including the most recent ones last weekend, those who were the workers who were protesting. And there's some influence from that. There are a lot of protests about a lot of things in this last year, and I suspect that as the convention, it'll start and get more serious with two things. The conventions, there'll be tons of protests at both conventions.
Oh, yeah.
And then there'll be tons of protests leading up to the election in November. And that's how it ought to be. Is anybody paying any attention to it? I think more people ought to be paying attention to it.
It gets a little out of control, though. I had to go over to CPAC this year, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee. And it was like... It was like West Side Story with the jets and the whatever outside. It was unbelievable.
How do you mean?
Just the two different warring factors were there. So you had this big conservative conference, right?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And then the protesters are outside in the hotel parking lot.
Right.
And it became fisticuffs.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
All right, so here's some interesting and good news for taxpayers. The realization of a profit of $15 billion for the government coffers. Remember the bailout of American International Group, big insurance company?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a member of the Government Accounting Office says that the total return that we get on, we saved that. We remember $182 billion bailing out the insurance company. We spent a couple of $100 billion bailing out banks and $182 billion bailing out the insurance companies. And so much of that money went to AIG because they were considered to be too big to fail, like some of the banks. So apparently it worked to the tune of $15.1 billion. It was a loan from the Federal Reserve Bank. And let's see here, I'm looking at some of the other assistance that came from the feds. But, you know, basically speaking, it was in support to keep those jobs, keep the company afloat. A lot of people depended on AIG, a lot of the international insurance companies. You know how intertwined all this stuff is. Mm-hmm. All those Bermuda insurance companies and the ones that are headquartered in South Africa and France and Switzerland and wherever else they are. So they all were tiered together. And we were told that if we didn't bail them out, they would all fail. And there's something that I'm kind of looking back in review of all of this, and I'm beginning to think that it was the right move for most all of the companies like General Motors. Rather see General Motors alive than dead, right? Some people, you know, think we ought to do that.
Or bought up by Indian Motors,
yeah,
Tata,
right,
Motors.
Yeah, Tata. He did that with Range Rover and Jaguar.
Jaguar.
All right, so we bailed out the insurance company. Where it has been best has been in the insurance business, it looks like, and maybe the automotive business. The banks have used the money that was given to them to bail out their problems. They haven't helped you for the most part. Loans are still miserably difficult to get for most small businesses, mm-hmm. especially. Mortgages are very hard to get. The president says, and all these meaningless, this drivel from politicians, oh, we've got to, yeah, they've been saying the same thing since it all started. We've got to do this and we've got to do that. Well, then why the hell don't you do it? Because you don't really want to do it, because it affects some of your pals who help get you elected. The big banks and their lobbyists have continued to steal money from the Treasury to buy more bad bank assets. That's what they do. They help you borrow money. They're going out and buying the banks that are failing and giving themselves more bad items in their portfolios. So they're going to dig themselves right into the same hole that we were in before. And then what happens? What, the same thing's going to happen again? I suppose anything's possible. But that's really what the... where the money is going. But the good news is that it did well for AIG anyway. So here's another, let's turn the page to the bad news again.
Uh-oh.
Always have good and always have bad. I guess it would depend on how, there, some of you that listen to this program, we have 114 or so stations, I think, that are Rush Limbaugh affiliates that carry the Good Day program.
Mm-hmm.
Something yeah, like that.
Around about there.
All right. So anyway, of that group, we all, the stations suffered tremendously. Listeners didn't suffer, at least initially, because you had Limbaugh, and he went off on Miss Fluke and had a big old time. And this is not about Limbaugh having said that, because I think Limbaugh ought to be able to say what he wants to say, and I think I ought to be able to say what I want to say, and you ought to be able to say what you want to say. No difference whether you're on the radio or whether you're in your own home or you're talking, whatever it is, this is a free country. And that gives people a right to protest, and then gives people a right to not buy advertising, and whatever it is. I just want you to know what it costs during the month of March for radio stations who got it in the neck from the protesters. This is one of those unintended consequences, may or may not. I mean, whether the protesters thought it through or not, I'm pretty sure they didn't. But I'm an independent program producer. I'm the only one in the country, frankly, who does conversation radio the way I do business-wise. So I'm dependent on certain advertiser connections. And so when the flap started, first some of the advertising agencies said, we don't want to be on Rush Limbaugh's show. Okay, that was step one. Then, well, we don't want to be on any other conservative. We don't want to be with Glenn Beck. We don't want to be with Sean Hannity. We don't want to be on Laura Ingraham's program. We don't want to be on Levin's program. We don't want to be on any Michael Savage. We don't want to be on any of those shows. Okay, so that was step two. Step three was they went around and looked at the lists of radio programs that were on the stations. You're following me, right? On the stations right. that carried Limbaugh, Beck, Hannity.
Right.
Again, a program like mine, which has no political shape to it, which is not about politics. In fact, I loathe talking about politics on this program. Once in a while, you get into it because it becomes a significant story that is, you know, on people's minds. So, okay, we spend some time on it. But what it costs me and other producers of programs, whether they be big or small, and radio stations, has now just been figured out. And we're talking about the same amount of money that Rush Limbaugh makes in a year. Some of the small little stations, medium-sized stations, bigger stations. This thing has so far added up, and they're not finished adding it. But advertisers or the business of radio and what it cost the various companies that carry Rush Limbaugh's program, now upwards of $54 to $55 million. That's money. Right, I know how much it costs me.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars. You, the same, Richie, in your production company.
Absolutely.
And the radio station's losing a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars. Some of the groups, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, because of Limbaugh saying what he did, having the attitude afterwards, and then all these protests. So you can figure out who you want to blame if you feel like playing the blame game. Blame Sandra Fluke, blame Rush Limbaugh, blame Media Matters, blame whoever you want to. The blame isn't important. What's important is what it took out of my shorts and everybody else's shorts, and is it worth it? at the end of the day, one wonders. If freedom of speech is worth all kinds of things, does it bother me that it costs me as much money? It sure does. As I'm in a reconstructive mode now, rebuilding this business, trying to survive in an arena that doesn't want me to survive, i.e. the big companies in this business, the same as the big companies in agriculture or in clothing or in auto. They want the little guys gone and the big guys want to get bigger. So it wasn't handy, but I'm not sure a lot of you knew what the reality was, and that's why I'm telling you the story, because that is the reality. And you will see, my prediction is in the next year, and it's coming now, it's going to come faster than it was coming before. It's coming anyway. But you're going to see, not so much on the AM side, but on the FM side, you're going to see a real steering away from this kind of programming. Real steer, almost like a left-hand veer. So FM stations that are doing talk, I mean, I've seen the Philadelphia station that just converted to this kind of talk as a stopgap because they haven't got anything else going on the station. But there's not a long, strategic
music
play.
Music is in such trouble.
Music is in trouble. Right. The hardcore political talk on either side is in trouble. And so, you know, but I just think that these numbers are fascinating, and so that's why I pass them along. Speaking of numbers that are fascinating, how do you look when you stand on the scale? You're doing a good job? You started to lose that weight? Weight loss. Richie, you should be, with all the exercise walking around that you did, you should be.
It's hard to lose weight in New Orleans, man.
Yeah, and drink beer and eat burgers.
Crawfish etouffee, jambalaya. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so Richie's got a problem, and some of you probably have the same problem. You've had too much chocolate cheesecake, and you've had too much vanilla ice cream, and you've eaten too many hamburgers or whatever else is going on. So have you gotten serious, really, about starting to lose weight, get yourself into shape? If you want to get serious, join the hundreds and thousands of people every week who are getting on board the TH-121 bandwagon. Summer, only a few weeks away. Get on to what I recommend. Change the weight in your body. There are things going on that you maybe not know about. When you eat the fat, the sugary things, your little cell structure gets a little bigger, and you need something to break that down. That's why this supercharged antioxidant fat-fighting formula that's known as TH-121 is so successful. Not only does it help burn your calories, but it curbs your appetite. No more fast food, late-night desserts. Tell that to Matthew Fox. It's beach season, and now is the time for you to get a free bottle of TH-121. This should motivate you to call right now, 800-525-2710. Free bottle of TH-121 with your order for a regular bottle. You also get a free fat blocker. Comes along with TH-121. You can't help but lose weight with TH-121. You will not be able to continue to put on the pound. Use your head. A little exercise, what you're eating, be careful, and get on to TH-121. 800-525-2710. Looking great will be the result at the end of the day.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of what's going on in the world of technology. Lots of hot things always, and so we have as a monitor for those things Shelley Palmer. Now that you have a powerful smartphone, you got a tablet, a great laptop, and internet access almost everywhere, wouldn't it be great if you could get any television program you wanted anytime on any device? You think that's... Is that something we can look forward to? Methinks the answer is yes, but let's find out in detail from Shelley Palmer in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, now that you have a powerful smartphone, a tablet, a great laptop, and internet access almost everywhere, wouldn't it be great if you could get any TV show you wanted to watch on any device, anytime? That's the idea behind Nimble TV. The new cloud TV service will charge you a small fee to stream all of the TV you already subscribe to any device you own. It's an idea whose time has come. Is it going to work? Absolutely. Absolutely. The technology to do this is pretty simple, to tell you the truth. Is Nimble TV going to get sued by the big content providers? Probably. But Nimble TV is ready for it. Nimble's doing a small test in New York City, and they plan to roll out the service as soon as possible. Is watching anything you want anytime on any device the future of video entertainment? You bet it is. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about Nimble TV.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm technology and trends reporter Brett Larson. With over 80 million moms to shop for this Mother's Day, you may want to consider getting her the latest technology. If you're buying flowers, think ProFlowers.com. This Mother's Day, they're partnering with the March of Dimes and their I'm Born To campaign. Visit ProFlowers.com/I'm Born To, and $15 of every order will go to improve health for babies and mothers. If your mom likes to read or take entertainment on the go, look for Amazon's Kindle. Whether she likes to read during her morning commute or watch her favorite TV show, there is a Kindle for every mom. Now through Mother's Day, save 30% on select Amazon covers and sleeves when you buy a Kindle. Does mom love music? Then you may want to buy the new Sansa ClipZip MP3 player, the latest addition to SanDisk's popular Clip family. With 7 different colors, it's under $50 and includes a recordable built-in microphone and an FM tuner. Great for the gym or on the go. If mom's getting a point-and-shoot camera for Mother's Day, then include the SanDisk Ultra SDHC card. It's twice as fast as an ordinary memory card. Record full HD videos and save time when moving images to your PC. There's room for tons of photos and hours of video. For the multitasking mom, get her iLoves Workstation Pro. She can look up recipes on her iPad, play music through the high-fidelity speakers, and even type using the full-size QWERTY Bluetooth keyboard. The Workstation Pro will also charge her iPad or iPhone, so her device will always be ready to go, just like mom. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
The countdown is on for many high school students, not just for graduation. Brian Osich has more on how many teens can prepare for a safe and memorable prom night. Mom and Dad, listen to this.
It's that time of year many teens are getting ready for one of the most memorable times of their lives, prom night. And as most prom dates will be watching their table manners, GM's James Bell says they should also do the same when it comes to their rides.
Most teens will hopefully be watching their manners on prom night, and it should start with their cars. They can impress their prom dates by cleaning both the inside and outside of their vehicles. And it's best to plan ahead for the night and not be late. And whether electric or gasoline, make sure you've got a full tank.
Bell also says the less distractions teens have, the better.
Use OnStar to help map out the safest route to and from the prom venue. The main goal is to make sure the teens keep their hands on the wheel. They can make a playlist for their iPod that lasts the duration of the trip while setting a mood they'll never forget. They should also make plans with their friends before heading to the prom. That way they aren't texting from behind the wheel.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
A woman who is at the center of the Colombian Prostitution Center says that the Secret Service sex scandal was about agents who were stupid brutes. On the Today Show. All right.
That's funny.
That is. Listen, that's why they're there, to protect the...